boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You hear people all the time say, I don't trust other people. I'm going to stick to myself or whatever. And that's fine. However, I don't trust myself. That's the problem. I trust other people. I don't trust myself. I'm the opposite of everybody else.
Okay.
I am notorious for always thinking that I have left the curling iron on when I have left the house or something like this. So I've gone into the habit where before I leave, I will take a picture of the curling iron unplugged because I don't trust myself. Because I'll have a panic attack. Like, I'll leave at 10 o'clock and then it will be like, I'll be at work at my desk around 12:03 and I'll be like, oh my God, the curling iron's still plugged in.
Oh, we've all had that moment. Uh-huh. Or the oven or something.
Oh my God. So I have now started taking photos because I will have a panic attack because I don't remember if I have unplugged the curling iron. And even today, I'm in charge of making dinner tonight, which is putting something in the crock pot. But I just know that I'm going to have a moment where I'm like, uh-oh, did I actually put the food in the crock pot? So what did I do before I left? I took a picture of the crock pot and a picture of it on low. And then I took a picture of it actually plugged in. So I know that it's happened. And then when later, probably around like, what, 4 or 5 o'clock, if I'm like, wait, is it plugged in? Did I start dinner? I just got to look at my photos.
That's actually a really good idea. I feel like I would do this more for like locking doors. Oh. That's what keeps me on edge is like, oh my God, did I lock the front door? I got the mail this morning, but did I lock the door behind me? So maybe I would use it for that.
That's smart.
But also, what the heck does your photo album look like right now?
Let's not talk about it. Just a lot of photos of random things plugged in.
Are you
not
deleting them as you go?
No, I'm really bad about not deleting photos. Really bad. Like screenshots of all the time. Like if I sent you a screen, like I did last night, I was like, oh, look at this funny screenshot. Did I delete it? No, it's going to be my photo album for quite some time.
I think you need to start a private Instagram page with all of the photos of your things being turned on or off.
Do you think people would follow? You know what? That's the stupid thing people would follow. And I'd probably go viral for it.
That's what I'm saying.
And people will be like, I gotta check. Did she plug it in today? Did she unplug? We gotta go look.
I think you are the next viral sensation for
this.
It's
gonna be hilarious. Can't wait for it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm back again with another theory that I learned
Shady's
on TikTok.
Back. Oh, sorry.
Exactly. But today, it's that allegedly you can tell if somebody's in love based on what their hair looks like.
Dude, don't tell me this information because this is the kind of things that I'm going to start looking around at people at work, at the grocery store, everywhere I'm at. And I'm going to be like, oh, you're in love. But I kind of like this information because I'm nosy.
Some people are into it and some people aren't. So they're calling it the hair theory in love, kind of. I fell down a hole of looking because I'm like, what does this even mean? So basically, it's people posting pictures of themselves or their hair with like hair before I fell in love. And a lot of the time, almost all the time, it's really straight. It's like polished. I would say it looks like professional, I guess. Sleek is the word that I would use. And then you swipe to the next slide and it's photos after I fell in love. And the hair in those pictures are bouncy, voluminous, curly a lot of the time. So the theory is that your hair gets wavier or bouncier when you fall in love. And there's a lot, I think this comes from movies. Honestly, I don't know who started this business, but I feel like if you watch any early 2000s rom-com, maybe to this day, the girl, the main character girl, always has like straight hair and it's sleek. And then by the end of the movie, she's got like huge curls and like a blowout because she's in love with the main character.
No, that totally makes sense.
That's it.
No, I think I'm in love.
Oh God.
No, because I have been curling my hair more, which is funny because I've never really curled my hair before.
Does that count? Or does this
I can't do a blowout. Guaranteed. There's no way I would ever be able to do it. Unless somebody wants to buy me a Dyson. But,
oh, jeez.
I think that's the only way I would ever be able to get it to a blowout. But I've been curling my hair more. I've got it down in like less than 10 minutes.
Oh.
And then what I've also been doing is like braiding it at night.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's kind of like got a waviness sometimes mm-hmm. in the morning. So I've, you know what? Your girl's in love.
Oh, good.
It's just not a blowout. It's
all
just
I wanted to confirm today.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've never really considered myself to be a needy girlfriend. I'm not going to lie. I've always been cool with they could go do whatever they want. I don't really need that much attention in my entire life. I'm pretty good, right?
Sure.
However, I did realize today I might actually be needy after all. And I did not know this.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Never man is off today. He's doing clinicals or he's off doing what he's has to become an EMT before he can become a firefighter. That's what he wants to do at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's off doing like, I don't know, ride along with EMT right now, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But obviously he can't be on his phone for like, I would assume HIPAA violations. That's number one, I think. I don't know, but he can't be on his phone. And number two, he's busy. He's on calls, right? Saving people's lives.
Right.
Okay. Well, I texted him earlier because I was like telling him how the gym went. And then I was telling him how my breakfast went. Tell him how the bathroom went. I'm just kidding. I didn't tell him that. But I was telling him how my life is going. No responses. And it's not like that he's viewing them. It just says they're delivered. He's not even viewing them because he's so busy. And I'm just, now I'm getting to the point that I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I don't like this, actually. I'm getting kind of lonely.
Mm.
And this is going to be the new him. You know what I'm saying?
The new norm, yeah.
Yeah, because when he becomes a firefighter, definitely not going to have the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even as an EMT, you definitely don't have the time.
Right.
So I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, I guess I'll confirm you're needy.
Yeah, thanks.
I honestly, I prefer that.
Really?
Over texting constantly. Now, I mean, I have time throughout the day to text my boyfriend and vice versa, but we don't really all day.
We don't do it all day. It's like occasional things here and there, right? And or if I'm like frustrated about something or if I'm excited about something, I'll shoot him a text.
Yeah.
And he'll respond within an hour or two at his normal job.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard anything since 5 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting kind of lonely. I don't like this.
But then you have something to talk about at the end of the day, which I always prefer because you hate to like tell him every detail of the day and then you go home and you're like, so what do we talk about? Because we already got through everything.
I guess you're right because there are some things that I get so excited about that I purposely wait to tell him when mm-hmm. we get home because I like to see people's faces mm-hmm. and, you know, I like to see how they react to things or I like to be over to the top dramatic and put on a show.
Because mm-hmm.
you know me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, but then he's got a whole hour's worth instead of like 10 minutes.
Well, I wish him luck with that.
How much does a kiss like truly mean to you from your partner? Because I was devastated this morning when I didn't get a kiss from neighbor man.
I just want to rewind to 10 minutes ago when you're like, I'm not needy.
Starting to realize, Taylor, that I might be more needy than I thought I was. And I really didn't think I ever would become this way. But he had to leave early this morning for work at like 5 in the morning. But he was getting to the, you know, tell me you're not cranky at 5 in the morning, okay? But he kept coming into the bedroom, open the door, and he'd grab something. Then he'd shut the door. Then he'd come back in, grab something, shut the door. And at one point, I was like, are you done coming into the bedroom? I'm trying to sleep. Because I was cranky. It's 5 in the morning. Okay. Well, then I hear the front door shut and I'm like, oh, he must be taking the dog out. And then I don't hear anything for a little bit. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did he just leave without kissing me? So I texted him and I was like, did you just leave without kissing me? He goes, well, yeah, I didn't want to bother you because you're trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? A kiss is always worth waking me up from sleep. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
I think I maybe did this one. I was neighbor man. I left once without like letting my boyfriend know in the morning, like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm out of here because our schedules never seem to line up and we're never leaving at the same time. And he was kind of the same way. Not so much like, I need a kiss, but like, I don't care if I'm asleep. At least I, even if I don't remember, yeah. I would rather you just say, 100%. Hey, I'm leaving. See you later.
100%.
So now it's just a habit. Now I never do. Even if he's dead asleep, I will shake him and be like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Even if we have like early Saturday farmers markets, mm-hmm. I will always still kiss him goodbye, even though I know he's probably not awake or probably won't remember it in a couple of hours. I still always do it. And I want the same thing. You know, if I'm still drooling, sleeping, I want you to kiss me. Even if there's a little bit of drool, go ahead.
Ew, on the mouth?
I guess fine. My forehead's fine. I need that goodbye. I do drool in my sleep. Don't judge
me. He's better than me.
My favorite thing ever is getting a calendar out and start putting things, because you have like plans and stuff in red on a calendar.
Yeah.
And if you were like, oh, I don't have any plans, we got plans for you.
Oh, do we?
Oh, get your red pen out.
We have so many plans. We have Stuff the Wagon returning this year, mm-hmm. which we're very excited about.
So mark it on your calendar. It's going to start this coming Monday, November 18th. And then every Monday after that, until Monday, December 16th.
Mm-hmm. And if you're like, what the heck are you talking about? You crazies. we did this last year and it was such an awesome success. We take the show out on the road live from the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon. Yes, we are in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do that at Tyson's off 16th Avenue Southwest, you can bring by donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Those donations could be all sorts of things. Obviously, wet and dry food. You could be doing treats, toys, office and cleaning supplies. I mean, you name it, they could use it. And you could see their full list at KZOA.com. Also, the Z102.9 app.
Yeah, so none of this is possible without your help. So if you're going shopping, pick up some kitty litter gallon bags or trash bags or something, and then bring them to us, because you'll see us seriously in the trunk.
We really are in a trunk. We're not joking. And if you want to see it and make fun of us, we'll be there.
Please do. We welcome that.
So if you're just like bored and you feel like picking up hot Cheetos, that's what I'm doing tonight. Also pick up, don't judge. I'm craving hot Cheetos.
Amazing, actually.
To pick up a bag of food for the kids, the furry kids.
The furry kids. Join us for Stuff the Wagon, kicking off on Monday, 3 to 7.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I'm confused.
I already knew you. I was prepared for this.
Dude. Okay, so I took a little sneak peek before my Taylor Window Update. Sorry to break it to you. I just wanted to see what was going on out there. And there was a truck sitting outside, just like hanging out on the side of the road. And I was like, oh, what's going on over here?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a Suburban parked across from it. And it looked like they were having some sort of like standoff,
mm-hmm.
some sort of confrontation, but nobody was getting out of the vehicles. And then the Suburban drove away. And I just looked back. I'm not kidding. 30 seconds ago, the truck was still there. And I'm like, okay, what's this person doing? Are they taking a nap? Are they looking at us through the windows? Because I often wonder if people see me gawking from the window.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone. They're gone. The truck's gone.
That was the weirdest thing.
It was sitting there for like 10 minutes.
The way they were faced in the road was creepy. How long they were sitting out there was creepy. And now they're just gone, and I never saw them get out of their cars.
Do you think they knew about the Taylor Window Update? And they're like, oh my God, it's 4 o'clock. I gotta go.
That'd be cool.
I gotta get out of here.
I do want one day someone to just stand out there with a sign. Talk about me for your Taylor Window Update.
I'm waiting for that moment.
Maybe I don't. That would be weird, but that would be kind of cool. Mostly, I just want it to be an alien.
I just think that person.
You didn't hear that.
I would like an alien. That
an
would be
alien
sick.
To say, talk about me for your Taylor Window Update. Dude, and then we get to come with groundbreaking news.
Would not even wait until the Taylor Window Update. That would be the first thing I talk about. Point blank, period.
No, you wouldn't. Stop it. You would not even talk about it on the air. You would go out there and just say, please take me away.
Oh, well, yes. I would offer myself to be kidnapped.
I wouldn't. No, I'd totally take me too, dude.
Like, if you're looking
good food?
For, you're looking for one.
You got good snacks?
I'll nominate myself. I'll take you. Take me wherever you want.
It means I don't got to do my work? Dude, take me.
Period.
When your partner's parents ask you what you want for Christmas, what do you say? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
What about you?
Well, my parents-in-law are no longer with us, but they were angels. I mean, whatever I wanted, I would go shopping with my mother-in-law and she would just get me whatever I wanted.
Was it like that from the beginning, or did you finally get comfortable enough to be like, oh yeah, I'll ask for like a nice vacuum?
Yeah. Yeah. It always was like that. Yeah. They were just really, really sweet. So
you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's ideal, right? Mm-hmm. You would hope that at some point you're going to be comfortable enough with your in-laws or partner's parents that you're like, I feel comfortable asking for a $500 vacuum.
Yeah.
But especially at the beginning of a relationship.
No.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, no, seriously. That's why we're asking. When your partner's parents ask you what you want for Christmas, what do you say? Let us know at 319-200-1029 because I got no idea how to answer this question. Because neighbor man's mom first asked, she was the first one to ask, hey, send your list over. And I honestly wasn't expecting anything for myself. I figured she was just asking for neighbor man.
Yeah.
But then she also said, make sure Destiny sends over her list. I was like,
list?
What? First off, I haven't had to fill out a list since high school, Taylor, because in my previous relationship, that's not how it was done. It was just, they just bought for me, and I loved that. I was grateful for that. I haven't done a list since high school for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
After that, my parents have just always given us gift cards.
Nice.
It's, yeah, you know, solid. I haven't done this in forever. So I was like, oh God, okay. Now, so I'm filling out a list, right? And even neighbor man's asked me for a list too. Well, now his dad and stepmom are asking me for a list as well. And I'm coming up with a list, but I'm like, is this too expensive? Is this not expensive enough? Is this too mm-hmm. much? Is this not enough? Am I don't even know what, I don't know what's going on. My brain is just honestly like this song.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Right? Well, because it's your first Christmas with them.
Yes.
Right? So you don't know. You don't want to walk in and be like, yeah, I'd like some AirPods. And they're going to be like, I'm sorry. Well, she really thinks on this first year we're going to spend that? You don't know what they think.
Well, I thought about asking for coffee, but I don't want them to be like, seriously, coffee. And then I don't want them to be like, oh my God, she's only asking for coffee. We're better than coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to ask for, let's say, AirPods and then be like, ugh. She thinks we're getting her AirPods?
Yeah, maybe five Christmases down the road.
You've got to be married first, honey.
Maybe they will say that.
No, that would be nice. You know, it's funny. When you were little, Christmas lists were the easiest thing to make. But now as an adult, they're so stressful because you don't want to come off too cheap or too expensive
mm-hmm.
to your partner's parents. But we want to know, when they ask you what's on your Christmas list, what do you say to them?
How do you even go about responding to that? You can call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. What about you, Justin?
Well, I've been with my while now. When I first started, it was easy stuff. Beef jerky or a jerky dehydrator. But now after 13 years, I became honest with them, and I tell them deer and ammo.
Okay.
And they are more than obliged to get that for me because I know that's actually what I want and I'll use. At first, I was kind of hiding it, you know, I just want some simple stuff. But now after the 12 years of them getting to know me, I want the beer and ammo.
Wait, so you waited 12 years to be honest?
Well, I mean, it's been 3 years now since I started getting the beer and ammo.
So 9 years. Dang. Wow. Okay. I'll wait 9 years to be honest then.
Well, it worked out for me because now I get all the beer and ammo I want for Christmas.
There you go.
Sounds like a happy man.
That's what I would end up doing, waiting 9 years to be honest.
Well, okay, so I have a little bit of an idea, I think, and I've never tried this, but maybe I would this year because my boyfriend's parents, they did not ask me for a list last year, which thank God, because I would be right where you are, mm-hmm. Destiny, overthinking like, oh my God, like, should I ask for fuzzy socks or are they going to be like, come on, Taylor, like, give me a real idea.
Yeah.
And then you don't know where the cap is.
100%.
Dollar amount. But I think if they did ask me that and I would be like, oh, I don't know, like I'll take anything works, a gift card. I think you can tell your partner to be the mole for you. Like, hey, let your parents know that I really like gift cards to this coffee shop mm-hmm. or that I really like going to the gym. They could get me a weight set or a new water bottle. Like, I feel like you should push your partner at the beginning to be like, help me out because this is awkward. and like give them some ideas for me that you know I would actually like.
Well, I did give Neighborman, because I was like, how fast do I also have to give this list? Oh my God, you know me, I panic.
Right.
So I gave him some ideas and it was all like really dirt cheap stuff. And then I panicked that maybe it was too cheap. And now I'm like, I don't know where I'm at in this. So then I gave him like 100 things. And I'm like, please don't think that you have to tell your mom all 100 things need to be bought for me.
In fact, don't do that.
Please actually don't give me. I just gave you ideas, okay? You decide which ones your mom should get me.
You got to sort through it because you know your parents and what they're going to spend. And now you do all the dirty work.
You
please.
Do the dirty. You be the mole.
Yeah.
When your partner's parents ask you what you want for Christmas, what do you say? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Kristen, what do you do about this?
Well, when they were still living, we've lost our parents now, but I was in the same boat as you, and I just told them, I'm not picky. I will love whatever you get me. That makes it easy, but then I would just give a little bit of a list of some things that I like, and, you know, like I like butterflies, so anything with butterflies. Mm-hmm. So something simple, but, you know, it's hard to do that. I understand the position that you're in.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want to say... You don't want to say something huge and be like, huh, you know, are they going to get me that? Like, really? Am I asking for too much? Mm-hmm. Like, I totally felt the same way. So I just, whatever, I like butterflies. I like the color blue. Anything you get me, I will love.
I think this is such a good idea, especially for somebody that's in like a newer relationship, first couple of Christmases in. Maybe the family doesn't know you that well, that when they ask, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Can you just be like, I'm really into going to the gym right now. I'd love anything for that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good answer.
Yeah, because I could always use gym apparel, gym shorts, gym shirts,
right.
Gym socks, you know. Always could be using that. I mean, duh, I would say Post Malone. I'll take anything anything. Could be as small as a sticker and I'll die over that, and could be as big as, I don't know, tickets to see him, and I'll still die over that.
Well, that's the best part, because I would maybe be like, I really love crafting, and I mean any type of crafting, but then they can figure out how much they want to spend on it.
100%.
A pack of, I don't know, colored pencils or like something really crazy expensive.
Like a Cricut.
Yes. Ooh.
Now you want a Cricut. You didn't know you wanted one until I just said it.
Shoot. Woo!
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get physical.
Let's get physical. I'm not singing anymore.
Thank
you. Don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks.
There is a study, an article that's going around from the Mayo Clinic, which is a very trusted source, about how many push-ups men and women should be able to do at various ages.
Oh my God.
That is healthy, I guess, on your age range.
I'm ready to cry. Hit me now.
So I know you had some questions about, like, what is a push-up?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I know that if I have to put my chest down, if it has to hit the floor, we're doomed, Taylor. There's no way once it hits, I'm getting back up, guaranteed.
Well, and they didn't really specify that. They just said keep your body straight with your hands lined up with your shoulders, pushing all the way up until your arms are straight again while staying on your hands and toes. So I don't know if we're going like full military mode where you have to touch the ground or if it's like as close as you can get. But here we go. I'm going to go through the age ranges and you let me know how you feel about it. So I'll start at the top, actually, because obviously the older you get, the less push-ups you need to be able to do, they say. So for 65 years old, they say 10 push-ups for men and women.
Seems good. I like that number.
I should also mention there's no time limit on this because I was like, oh my gosh, are they saying how many push-ups you should be able to do in a minute? Because that's crazy.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that.
But they didn't specify.
I could do it over a 24-hour period. I like that.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. I think in one session is what we'll say. Moving down to 55 years old, they say 10 push-ups for women and 12 push-ups for men. So not a huge difference.
This number's getting too high.
45 years old, they say 14 for women.
Oh my God.
16 for men. 35 years old, they have 19 for women and 21 for men.
This is too high already.
And then 25 years old, so we both fall in between these last two. 25 years old, they say 20 push-ups for women and 28 push-ups for men.
I got to do how many?
So, well,
I'm 29 and a half.
25 years old, they say 20 push-ups. 35, they say 19.
Okay, well, so let's count me as 25.
Like 20 or 19 and a half.
No. I don't even think I can do one. Do you want to see?
I mean,
let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. You talk. I will try to do a push-up. I really don't
okay.
know how to do it.
Oh, are you going to come all the way over here to do it?
No, I don't know. How about, yeah, let's see.
Okay.
You talk.
When's the last time you did a push-up?
High school.
High school. Oh, those were the worst. They had the little counters.
Oh, God.
And she's collapsed. Oh. So I don't know if you can even count that as one because you didn't push up to your arms being straight.
My arms. Oh, my God. Well, first off, all the blood is circulating to my head right now.
That means your butt was too high, probably. You're a downward
they
dog.
They always say that about my planks. And I'm like, I swear to God, my butt was down. What do you mean my butt was up?
I'm just blessed with
my blood
is
circulating. I'm going to need to put some health into that. Whoa. No, I went down and then I couldn't go back up. My arms were like instantly pain.
Jello.
No. No. You know what? I know what I need to start doing on Arms Day. Arms Days are Mondays. Yeah, no, this is what I'm going to start working on. This is embarrassing.
So if anybody sees her flopped on the ground at the gym.
I can't do this at the gym, Taylor. Do you know how embarrassing that is? They're going to be like, what is she, a whale over there? Is she flopping like a whale? That I can't do it. I'm going to do this at home.
Okay.
Arms Day is at home now. I'm canceling my gym membership.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to be that bad.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Dude, there's no better feeling than having a moment with your partner's parents where you're like, oh, I know I made it.
Mm.
I am so in. And I had that moment last night. Now, I've been with my boyfriend for like 2 years now, and I've never questioned whether or not his parents like me.
Mm-hmm.
They make that very clear, and they make me feel really welcome. But there was a moment on the phone last night that I was like, oh, I am the chosen one.
Nice.
I have proven my spot. So my boyfriend called his mom because they're going to be heading out of town. It's a last minute thing this weekend. So she was asking if my boyfriend and his brother would help out with the dog, letting him out, making sure he's fed and stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't have time to like arrange somebody for that. So they're going to step in and help. And my boyfriend told her, well, we're just going to bring Louie to our place. And he's wanted to do this for a long time.
That's so cool.
I've shot it down because we have cats. And my cats have never been around dogs. And they're going to be spooked. So she knew that I've always been a little bit unsure about that idea. Not that I love Louie. Louie's the greatest. But the first thing she said when my boyfriend said, oh, we're just going to bring him here. She goes, does Taylor know that? And he said, yes, we're in agreement. And I looked at him and I was like, you know what? I win. She knows. She likes me enough to be like, okay, I'm not even going to consider this until Taylor has had her say. And luckily I did in that moment. But she had my back. She
wow.
was backing me up, being like, okay, but did you check with the boss of the house, which is me?
I think this is more than just she likes you. It was in that moment you realized you were the boss of the house. Usually it doesn't happen until I think it takes us usually until we get married or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that moment yet. I'm waiting.
Dude, it was invigorating.
But I think you've officially hit boss of the house status.
I am the boss lady and it feels so good.
Dude, I'm so jealous. The amount of things you're going to be able to do now.
The amount
Welcome.
Of things I'm going to be able to
You better
to
get yourself a crown.
Get away with. I'm going to get a crown this weekend.
Dude, let this get your to your head. I would. I'd be so dramatic about this.
It already has.
Walk around and be like, well, I'm the boss of the house.
Dude, my head is massive right now. I can hardly fit in this room.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
6 days, 20 hours, 48 minutes, and 53 seconds. But I mean, who's counting?
Clearly you are.
That's how long we have until the very first stop for Stuff the Wagon.
Oh, yeah. Monday. 3 p.m. sharp till 7 p.m. sharp.
I was doing a lot of math.
We'll be out there. Tyson's, 16th Avenue Southwest. Come see us and donate to the Furry Friends.
Yes, we're very excited about it. Get the details if you want more, KZIA.com. But that has inspired this week's trivia questions. It's for our furry friends. And tonight's is 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do this. What is it?
Well, you can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
21% of dogs and only 7% of cats do this. What is it?
I love hearing about other people's pets, so this is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
Taylor's favorite day in radio, if you ever ask her. It's probably any time I do a cat or dog trivia question.
It does bring me happiness and joy.
That is the theme for tonight's trivia question. 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 9301 said, lay in the freshly cleaned and folded laundry.
And they do that thing, what the dogs do. They do that thing where they roll around in it like they do in the dirt. You
really?
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I've never had a dog lay in laundry.
Oh, my God. Okay, ours do. And they do that thing where they, like, at least Evie does, where she'll do that thing. Like, it's like she's outside and she finds, like, worms. Have you ever seen a dog where you can tell they know where the worms are in the ground?
Yeah.
And they roll around in, or they know where the doo-doo is in, too?
Mm-hmm.
She does that with the laundry. I'm like, there's not worms or doo-doo. Knock it off.
Weird.
It's clean.
My cats love to lay in it, normally when it's freshly out because it's warm. But I've never had a dog roll around or lay in laundry.
Oh, my God. It's annoying. I'm like, now we got to clean it again. Okay, I'm not dramatic.
Shouldn't have even washed it in the first place.
1101 said chew on phone chargers.
I think I've been lucky enough, knock on wood, that I haven't had any pets doing that yet.
No, the only thing is Mochi in the morning, it gets a little snotty, as I guess he should. And he's like, because we trap him in the bedroom in the gaming room where there is food, but God forbid it runs out in the middle of the night.
Mm.
He's like, I need to get to the kitchen. I'm hungry.
Oh, God.
So then he'll start knocking my phone off on the on the bedside table.
Wake up.
Let me get out to the kitchen. I'm hungry.
That's what he's trying to say.
That's really what it is.
8423 said, sit at the dinner table.
I used to do that.
I know you used to do that.
Mm-hmm. They would sit at the dinner table with me and eat dinner.
Your dogs would.
Yes, they're part of the family. Why are you judging me?
I'm just really trying to picture what that looked like.
If I could get that, well, Milo and Otis would contain themselves very well. They were very good dogs. Now, if I could get Evie to do that,
you'd allow it?
I would, but she's an animal, clearly.
Right, that she is.
I can't get her to contain herself. She's not like that. She's a different kind of dog.
Okay. We don't eat at the dinner table. We eat on the couch, and my cats sit on, like, the coffee table the whole time. But
and they say, feed me?
They just stare at me, and then sometimes they'll put their little paw out as you go to, like, take a bite.
And they're like, give it to me.
Mine, my turn.
Mine. Do they ever get it? Do they ever successfully get it? That's my question.
No!
They don't?
No,
they're not that good?
I do not allow that. I do not.
Oh, I just didn't know if they were that close that they successfully
not yet
grabbed it.
If I wasn't paying attention, probably.
Oh, it's happened to me before.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and we'll have the answer coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You should sit at the dinner table.
I don't have a dinner table.
What?
You didn't know I did. I don't have a dinner table.
Are you serious?
No, I'm 100% serious.
No, because you don't want one?
I don't really have room for it. Now, I have like a...
Screw the trivia question. I'm just concerned
about
you. still texting your guests, but we're mostly concerned about Taylor's dinner table right now.
In my kitchen, I have like a counter that you could put bar stools up. I've just been too lazy to buy bar stools.
Then would you sit there?
No.
She's like, nah, screw it. I could watch Love Island right now.
I'd like to sit on the couch, please.
You're not, I do it sometimes, but you know me, I'm a messy eater.
Mm.
I get it on the couch, so I don't really like to allow myself. You've seen me eat. I'm an animal myself.
Oh, my.
And I would get it all over the couch. Couches are expensive.
Do you
have
one of those silicone mats like you get for your pets to
No,
to
but
catch
I should.
You should
I also
one.
Should get one of those baby things and put it around my neck.
Maybe.
Because I can't trust myself to eat.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, yeah. No, Taylor, it's bad.
Okay, you can't come over because I don't have a dinner table.
Don't forget a week from not a week from today. A week from yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Less than a week from today.
Yeah, we are going to be out at Tyson's on 16th Avenue for Stuff the Wagon, taking your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society for our furry friends for this holiday season.
Yeah, grab those details and all the upcoming donation dates at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app.
And that inspired this week's theme for the trivia question. 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
21% of dogs and 7% of cats snore.
Oh,
that's adorable.
It is adorable. It's way more adorable than if your partner is sleeping next to you.
God, if your partner does it, you just want to, you know?
Oh my God.
Sorry, is that just,
that got aggressive.
Sorry, I just wanted to get that out. But if a dog does it, it's really cute.
Really glad that I don't have to sleep anywhere near you.
Why do you snore?
Allegedly, I've heard maybe, but I don't believe it.
That is how everybody reacts. Oh my God.
And I never know if he's lying or not. Yeah. I'd like to say he's lying.
Let's have a slumber party.
I'll just live in oblivion. It's fine.
That is seriously how everybody reacts. They're like, I do not snore. Oh my God. I'd like to also say that I do not snore, but he likes to claim I do. But if I do, okay. I would like to think I snore very cute. Like, pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew. I'm sure you do.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.